3.1. Effective speed on force of impact. Your car performs as a result of natural laws and energy of motion working together. When you drive a 3,000-pound car at higher speeds, these forces are much greater. You may have a hard time maintaining control at highway speeds or in unusual situations that require you to make an emergency stop. To maintain control of your car, you must understand the effects of these forces. By staying alert and ready to act, you can apply what you know and reduce possible conflicts. To better understand crash dynamics, what happens in a crash, we need to look at what are called the laws of motion, as discovered by Sir Isaac Newton, who is generally recognized as the father of mechanics. Newton's first law. A body at rest tends to remain at rest, while a body in motion tends to remain in motion unless it is acted upon by an unbalanced external force. This law describes the concept of inertia. If you're riding in a car at X speed and have to stop suddenly, or if your vehicle strikes another object, it is the inertia of your body that resists the stopping, causing you to slide forward against your seatbelt. Newton's second law. The acceleration of a body is directly proportional to the force acting on the body, while it is inversely proportional to the mass of the body. The energy an object has as it moves is called kinetic energy, or energy of motion. The faster your vehicle moves, the more kinetic energy it has. Kinetic energy is the force that a vehicle carries and that must be absorbed by the car in a crash. Newer cars crumple upon impact and absorb kinetic energy. Kinetic energy increases dramatically as weight and speed increase. If your speed triples, you need 9 times the distance to stop. Once you understand kinetic energy, you can adjust to traffic situations ahead of time. You can see how important it is to always reduce your speed in an emergency situation. When you cut your speed in half, you cut your kinetic energy by 4 times. Newton's third law. For every force exerted on a body by another, there is an equal but opposite force reacting on the first body by the second. For every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. If there is a 5-pound weight sitting on a table, the weight pushes down on the table with a force of 5 pounds. Similarly, the table pushes up on the weight with a force of 5 pounds. A simple dynamic example of this law of motion is a whirligig lawn sprinkler. The water leaving the arms of the sprinkler exerts a force on the arms of the sprinkler, which makes them rotate. Although friction is not considered one of the laws of motion, it is important to understand it as it relates to crashes. We have a love-hate relationship with friction. If you're driving your car and have to stop quickly, you want as much friction as possible. However, to get maximum mileage from your car, you want less friction. One definition of friction is that it is the resisting force that has to be overcome when one body moves in contact with another body. One thing we need to understand is that the force of friction between two objects sliding together is dependent on the material of the two objects sliding. An example of this is a tire sliding on the road. We all understand that the more friction we have, the sooner we stop. Wet roads have less friction than dry roads, so it will take you longer to stop on wet roads. See footnote number 1. Newton's laws of motion help you understand the effect of speed on the force of impact in a motor vehicle crash. The faster your vehicle is traveling at the time of the crash, the more kinetic energy the vehicle has, and this kinetic energy must be dissipated if the vehicle comes to a stop, crashes. The higher the speed, the greater the impact, and the greater the risk of serious injury and death to the vehicle occupants.